神道。
The name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
刚才听到很好听的这个诗班献诗。
We just heard a very beautiful hymn.
来荣耀我们天上的真神。
And a hymn to praise our God in heaven.
今天晚上要用这个题目，我如何行才可得救？相信耶稣第一集来做我们的正道的题目。
So tonight the topic is what must I do to be saved and to believe in the Lord Jesus is our first.
在人生里面我们碰到问题我们常常会问说我该怎么办。
And in life when we encounter difficulty, we often will ask, what must I do?
那在圣经里面有三个人问说我该怎么做才会得救。
And in the Bible, there are three people who ask, what must I do to be saved?
那其实我们人不只有肉体上的问题。
And as human being, we not only have problems that are physical.
我们也有心灵上还有属灵上的问题。
We have problems emotionally and also spiritually.
所以我们首先来看这个《使徒行传》十六章。
So first, let us turn to the book of Acts, chapter 16.
《使徒行传》十六章的十六节。
Acts chapter 16, verse 16.
使徒行传十六章。
Acts 16.
十六节。
Verse 16.
我们看到三十四节。
Let's read all through verse 34.
十六节，这里说，后来我们往那里祷告的地方去，有一个使女迎着面来。他被巫鬼所附，用法术叫他主人们，大得财力。十七节。
17.
他跟随保罗和我们，喊着说：“这些人是至高神的仆人，对你们传说救人的道。”第十八节。
18.
他一年多日这样喊叫，保罗就心中厌烦了，转身对那鬼说：“我奉耶稣基督的名，吩咐你从他身上出来。”那鬼就当时就出来了。十九节。
19.
使女的主人见得力的指望没有了，便求助保罗和希拉，拉他们到市上去见首领。二十节。
20.
又带着官长，又带到官长面前说，这些人原是犹太人，竟骚扰我们的城。二十一节。
21.
传我们说罗马人所不可受不可行的规矩。二十二节。
22.
众人就一同起来攻击他们，官长吩咐剥了他们的衣裳，用棍打。二十三节。
23.
打了许多棍，便将他们下在监里，属父禁足严谨看守。二十四节。
24.
禁足领了这样的命，就把他们下在内监里，两脚上了木狗。二十五节。
25.
约在半夜，保罗和希拉祷告唱诗赞美神，众囚犯也侧耳听。二十六节。
26.
忽然地大震动，甚至监牢的地基都摇动了，监门立刻全开，众囚犯的锁链也都松开了。二十七节。
27.
禁足一醒，看见监门全开，以为囚犯已经逃走，便拔刀要自杀。二十八节。
28.
保罗大声呼叫说，不要伤害自己，我们都在这里。二十九节。
29.
禁足叫人拿灯来，就跳进去，战战兢兢的俯伏在保罗希拉面前。三十节。
30.
又领他们出来说，二位先生，我当怎么样行才可以得救？三十一节。
31.
他们说，当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。三十二节。
32.
他们就把主的道讲给他和他全家的人听。三十三节。
33.
当夜就在那时候，禁足把他们带去洗他们的伤，他和属乎他的人立时都受了洗。三十四节。
34.
于是禁足领他们上自己家里去，给他们摆上饭，他和全家因为信了神都很喜乐。在这里记载着有两个工人，保罗和希拉，在传神的道理。
So here recorded two workers of God, Paul and Silas, they were preaching the words of God.
有一次他碰到有一个被巫鬼附着的人。
So one time they encountered someone who was possessed by evil spirit.
不知道大家有没有见过鬼附着的人。
I don't know if you ever encounter someone who was possessed.
啊，当然我们有时候想到是那种好像神经病的颜色，眼睛可以发绿的，后来脸色极其丑陋的。
And we probably think that they will look very ugly. Their eyes are green, and they look like crazy people.
啊，可是鬼附着的人不一定要那样子。
But it's not necessarily so.
啊，在这里。一个鬼被附着的人，这个他会说预言啊，说关于以后怎么去投资什么钱啊，投资什么股票啊，会赚大钱的。
And so here recorded a girl who was demon possessed, and she could actually tell the future, and then she could tell you what to invest in.
啊，这个不是普通人可以去做的事情。
This is not something that ordinary person can do.
那这个被鬼附着的使女啊，就是昼夜的不停的在旁边，在保罗旁边一直喊叫说：“哦，大家听他的话，这些人是神的，啊，至高者神的这个仆人。”
So this girl followed Paul all day long and tell people that these men are servants of the Most High God. You need to believe in them.
啊，保罗一直忍耐啊，到最后他很烦啊，因为哦，我不知道有没有人跟着我们啊，常常在喊叫。
So Paul got Paul was trying to bear this situation. I don't know if you ever had somebody follow you around all day and shouting at you.
保罗就说：“奉主耶稣的名啊，叫那个鬼离开。”
So Paul said that in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her.
那鬼离开了以后呢？既然这个使女啊没办法说，就说说一些事情啊，让主人得到这个权力。
And so after the evil spirit left, this girl.Can no longer predict the future, and so her master cannot make profit out of her anymore.
所以这个主人特别的这个怨恨这个保罗。
So the masters really hated Paul.
啊，所以呢，他把这些人呢抓到这个官长面前啊，诬告他们说这些人呐讲一些东西啊，是我们罗马人呐不能接受的东西。
And so he dragged Paul and Silas in front of the authority and tell the authority that these men.Are causing an uproar and they are preaching something unlawful.
那么这时候，这些官长也不分了青红皂白啊，啊，就开始叫他在大众面前啊剥他们的衣服。
And so this magistrate, without looking into the issues, they ordered them to be stripped.
然后用棍子啊叫人啊打他们。
And they ordered that these men were to be flogged.
这个。古代他们鞭打差不多是差不多40下左右。
And in the olden times, they were probably flogged around 40 sometimes.
那么这样子棍子鞭打是多么极痛啊，而且还会留很多这个内伤还有外伤，看得到的。
And so to be beaten, they must have suffered severe pain, and you can see probably their bruises.
不是打完就算了。
And that's not the end of it.
他们还要放在内监里面。
They were even put into prison.
这个内监不是普通的这个牢房啊，是特别是给那个极其犯最大的、犯很重的罪恶啊，还是这个很危险的人物才放在里面的。
And so this is not just ordinary jail, but this is a place where they put the most fierce criminals.
而且要告诉禁足说要严谨看守。把他们当成好像是恐怖分子一样。
And so they even told the jailer to carefully watch these men. They were treated like terrorists.
那这些人，你想想看，如果我们是保罗和希拉的话，我们就很无辜啊！我到底做什么事情，竟然被人诬告？我们有时候被人毁谤啊，就觉得很难过了，何况被人诬告呢？
And so if you're Paul and Silas, you must feel very frustrated that you are falsely accused.
那不止这样，还被打。打得很严重。
Not only that, they were beaten severely.
而且还被人看待像是种很恐怖的这个很极其危险的人物。
And they was looked upon as someone who are very dangerous and very dangerous to the society.
还放了，他们还被放了木狗，就是锁上去，脚被锁起来。
And they were even chained.
所以他们不能翻身，也不能这个走动。
And so it's very hard for them to move around or even to turn.
啊，这时候呢，啊，他们啊，在半夜就开始唱诗祷告神。
And at about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God.
有没有人会做这种事情
？And would anybody do such a thing?
啊，我们没有做错，可是竟然这么倒霉的事情发生在我们身上。
We didn't do anything wrong, but yet such unfortunate things happened to us.
那他们的神在哪里呢？
And so where is their God?
啊，如果神真的在看顾他们的话，那么他们为什么会受到这些事情？
So if God indeed is watching over them, how come they encounter such things?
啊，这是他们会唱诗祷告，是因为他们的信仰。
And they were able to sing him and praise God is because of their faith.
啊，他们信这个神存在的，神关心他们。
They believe that God exists and God cares for them.
虽然他们所体验到的跟他们所信的不太一样。
Even though what they experience and what they believe in is not in accordance.
可是他们这所谓信，就是不是凭自己眼见，也不是凭感受，而是凭着神圣经上所记载的话语。
But they believe not by sight and not by their own feeling, but they believe by the words of God.
我们放个书签在这里。
Let us put a bookmark here.
我们来看这个彼得前书。
Let's turn to the book of 1 Peter.
啊，第五章。
First Peter chapter 5.
啊，第七节。
Verse 7.
啊，彼得前书第五章第七节。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 7。
这里说，你们要将一切的忧虑寄给神，因为他顾念你们。
Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you.
啊，圣经明明的说着，神是顾念我们的。
And so the Bible said that God cares for us.
啊，可是他们所体验到跟他们这个所信的是完全相反。
But what they experience is exactly opposite of what they believe.
可是他们信心还在啊，他们在痛苦当中啊，有这种平安喜乐。
But they still keep their faith, and in time of difficulties, they can keep their peace and joy.
他们相信神是顾念他们，所以他们向神祷告。
Because they believe God cares for them, therefore they pray to God.
因为神很美，所以他们用诗歌来赞美神。
Because God is beautiful, therefore they are using hymns to praise Him.
啊，这叫做信心啊。
And this is what we call faith.
啊，所以在他们心中呢，看起来没有感觉到他们很忧伤难过，而是他们啊有交托，而且还有喜乐。
So their heart does not have any sorrow or pain, but on the contrary, they are very joyful.
那么他们所信的神啊，神没有让他们失望。
And so the God that they believe in did not disappoint them.
还是让他们很惭愧。
Or let them regret.
啊，神用其他方法来拯救他们，来显示啊这个神的全能权柄。
God saved them in another way, and to God have showed His authority.
啊，我不知道大家会不会觉得这个他们所做的唱诗祷告是不是很离谱的一件事情呢？没办法相信的一件事情。
I don't know if you think that for them to sing him and praise God is something that's really unbelievable.
我们教会的弟兄姐妹啊，在受痛苦的时候也是啊，祷告还有赞美，唱诗赞美神。
Many of our church brothers and sisters, when they are in suffering, they also sing hymns and praise God.
那么他们在祷告当中还是唱诗赞美神当中呢，心里得到极大无比的平安。
When they are singing him in their heart, they have immeasurable peace and joy.
想跟大家做一个见证。
I would like to tell you a testimony.
我们在圣何西教会有一个姐妹，现在在东湾教会在三藩市那边有一个姐妹叫做周丽英。
And we have a sister Jo in San Jose Church. Now she's in East Bay.
她有个子女叫做周秀金。
And he has
就是他哥哥的最大的哥哥的女儿。
And the daughter of her brother's
daughter. 他见证说他的子女是怎么生病的，他是如何的看到这个神迹，也来相信神。
And so she told her story about how her knees was healed, and then how she came to believe in God.
首先他提到说，在这个他子女十七岁的时候大学差不多十八岁的时候，他是在大学第二年级。
And so her niece was around 18 years old, second year of high school.
College.
College.
那他去这个远足后来回到家里就洗个澡，可是他开始觉得身体开始酸痛。
She went to camping, and then after she returned, she feel pain all over her body.
那就去看医生。那医生告诉她说呢，啊，她有这个红斑性狼疮，又有一种很少见的、很严重的这个啊关节炎。
So she went to see a doctor, and doctor diagnosed her with lupus and a severe kind of arthritis.
那么她见证说，在13年到14年当中呢。他这个红斑性狼疮没办法得到解决，而且是还有很多的杂七杂八的病啊，也越来越多。
And so for 13 to 14 years, her lupus was incurable, and she also inflicted with a lot of other illnesses.
他的心脏不好，他的胃不好，还有很多其他问题啊，都不是很常常去医院。她原来住在医院住了差不多13年、14年了。
So she had problems with a lot of her other organs like heart or stomach, and then so she was in and out of hospitals.
那么她的家人呢？去找西医，也找中医，甚至找这个偶像啊，当地的这个宗教啊，来帮助她，也没有用。
So her family tried everything. They went to all the doctors, Western and Eastern doctors, and also they have went to seek help from all the gods.
那么吃这个，为了要把这个红斑性狼疮压制下来，他们吃的是一种类固醇，那这造成一些内脏的伤害。他的脸呢，造成一些内脏的伤害。
And so they were trying all kind of medication on her to try to control the lupus, and all this have caused her hurt to her internal organs.
请显现第一个照片。
So please show the first picture.
我们看看这个女孩子几岁，猜猜她几岁。
So guess how old this girl is.
几岁？她看起来六七十岁哈。
She looks like she's 60 or 70 years old.
其实她才二十几岁而已啊。
But she's actually 20-some in this picture.
可能三十岁。
Probably the most 30.
她的病啊，造成她这种情况，人呢，真的是瘦八骨。
And so it was her illness that caused her to look like this, and then she's very skinny.
那么她家里巷子有一个这个我们的弟兄啊，他是卖早餐，豆浆烧饼油条那种。
And so in the alley where she lived, we have a brother lived there, and he sell breakfast.
那么这个弟兄知道他们的家的情况就一直传福音给他，希望他们家人呢可以带他去教会。
And so after this brother heard her condition, this brother preached to them and tried to bring them to church.
首先他的家人呢不愿意，觉得说这个不是我们的信仰。
At first, her family refused and said, "This is not the things that they believe in."
可是呢，这个女儿带给他们家里，真的是很大的痛苦了。
But the condition with this girl has really brought a lot of sorrow in her family.
那家人也不知道怎么办，到最后就说：“好吧，如果你有人从教会带，可以带她去教会的话，那就带她去教会了。”
And so they didn't know what to do with her, and they say, "Okay, if there's someone from your church who is willing to come and bring her to church, then." Please do so. So there were two brothers went to their house to preach to this girl and asked her to visit the church.
那我们教会这是在二楼，她光光走那个楼梯要走个半个小时。
And our church is on the second floor, and just climbing the stairs take her about 30 minutes.
爬到二楼的时候已经气喘如牛了，因为她身体真的很虚弱。
And she was out of breath, and she was really weak by the time she reached the top of the stairs.
那听完道理以后，她已经不能坐太久，她要回去了。
So after she listened to the sermon, she couldn't sit for too long, so she wanted to go home.
很奇妙的，她回去以后呢，她吃了一碗饭可以吃了三分之二。
And but miraculously, after she went back, she could finish 2/3 of her rice.
通常是不行的，因为她就吃不下。
And usually she would not be able to eat.
那所以她这个是她第一次体验到神，怎么去教会？今天胃口竟然胃口会变得这么好，以前不是这样子。
So that was the first experience with God, and she feels that she had gained some appetite.
那所以她就一直来教会。
And so she continued to come to church.
那么传道去传福音给她。
And a preacher also visited her.
真的看到他这种情况，我们传道教会觉得说他可能会死了。
And looking at her condition, we feel that she might pass away anytime.
跟他讲说，这个灵魂要得救，这个最要紧，因为每个人都会死。那希望他懂道理来受洗。
So we preach to her and say everyone must go through that, and it was most important for your soul to be saved. And so we hope that she might get baptized.
很奇妙的，他就来受洗，把罪洗掉。那可是他没有死啊，他的病情啊，一天比一天好。
And she eventually came to be baptized. Her sins were washed away, and she did not die. But on the contrary, her condition getting better and better
every day.
She prayed for her illness, and all the brothers and sisters also prayed for her.
到最后，她去医院了。医生说她这个红斑性狼疮不见了。
She went to the hospital one day, and the doctor said the lupus was gone.
来，我们看第二个照片。
So let's see the second picture.
猜猜她几岁
？So guess how old is she?
三十二岁。
This is when she's 32 years old.
之前是这个墓道当中。
And the picture.
现在是变成这样子。
The picture before was when she came to Truth Seek, and this is her present condition.
再过三年后，我们再看一个照片。
And 3 years later.
三十五岁的小姐。
This is her in 35 years old.
奇怪，好像越来越年轻了哈。
Feels like she gets younger.
我们呢是越来越老，她是越来越年轻。
Normally we grow older, but she seems to grow younger.
这个不止这样子啊，她还有这个她的红斑性狼疮好了以后呢，她现在要医治她的手。
Not only that, after she healed her lupus, now she wants to heal her hand.
她有很严重的关节炎，那这个手呢就是卷起来的。
She had a severe arthritis, so her her fingers were all bent.
那么她想说她要去这个。医生说可以开刀了，那么开手就在这里开刀，后来把这个问题就说开刀解决。
And the doctor said that she can fix this through a surgery.
那么他的姑姑啊，就看到这种神迹奇事啊，来信主。那在开刀的时候，开完刀以后啊，你知道我们手都知道有个刺啊，刺到手里面，还是不小心切菜头切到我们手。只要一割下去就很痛了，他是整个手每个这个什么关节也都开刀。
And so her aunt saw this condition and came to believe. And we know that normally if we even have one cut on our finger and we feel severe pain, and so you can imagine all of her joints, she had surgery on them.
那看完刀，他说这个他的子女的手就全部被包起来。
And so
像两个馒头样子吧。
The aunt said that so her hands, both of her hands were wrapped on, and it was as big as a bun.
很痛哦。
And so she was in severe pain.
那么她的姑姑就跟她说，那我们不如啊来唱诗祷告赞美神。
So the aunt suggested to her, let us pray and sing him to God.
所以他们就开始唱赞美诗。
So they started to sing hymns.
这个。女孩子啊，正在唱。她说：“我说唱赞美诗的时候，这个手啊，刚开始是痛的，可是怎么越唱呢？手不痛了。”
So before they sing him, she was in severe pain, but as they were singing him, her hands actually gets better.
越唱啊越喜乐。
And the more she sings him, the more she feels joy.
那这个隔壁有一个病人啊，跟他家人在一起啊，他们觉得说奇怪啊，这个开刀以后怎么会唱赞美诗啊？那两个人是头脑有问题呀。
So the patient next to her and her and the family feel very strange that after the surgery, these people actually sing him.
那他的这个隔壁那个房的那个亲他们的亲人跟他说，他们是基督徒了。
And so the family of her next door neighbor told the neighbor that, they're Christian.
那我们这个姐妹呢？那这个我们这个姐妹，周丽英姐妹啊，就见证给隔壁的那些病人和家人。
So her aunt, our sister Cho, give testimony to the next door neighbor.
那么他们后来也来信主了。
And so that family also came to believe in Christ.
就像这个刚刚所读到的这个禁足呢，他家人因为看到保罗这种情况也来信主。
Just like what we read before, the jailer, after seeing what happened to Paul, he and his family also came to believe.
怎么知道有神?
How do we know this God?
如果我们在人的身上啊，看到啊，不只是神奇奇事啊，就是看到人有这种极大无比的平安啊，他们的表现啊，那我们知道说，哎，他们到底为什么跟人家不一样？
And so, not only that we can see God from miracles, but if you see someone that exhibit extreme peace, then you might ask, what's so different about this person?
在这故事里面啊，其实有很多的神迹发生。
And in this story, there's actually a lot of miracles happened.
怎么竟然在唱诗的时候啊，竟然有个大地震
？As they were singing hymn, there was a great earthquake.
那这个地震呢，又刚刚好不会把房子震倒。
And this earthquake did not actually ruin the house or the jail.
我们知道这个地震有一阵来的时候啊，不会说房子不倒，门打开了。
And we know that during earthquake it's probably impossible for it to shake, but yet it does not destroy the building and the gate just open up.
而且啊，把那个锁链呢都震倒了。
And
it
also loosened the chains, and so Paul and Silas were able to escape.
那更奇妙的是啊，啊这些犯人呢，其实可以赶快跑掉。
And what is more miraculous is all these prisoners, they could escape, run away very easily.
可是没有一个人的跑啊，大家都坐在那边啊。
But none of them run away; they were just sitting there.
为什么这些其他犯人不跑呢？
And why did not all the other prisoners, why did they not run away?
他们看到在监牢里面啊，竟然第一次啊，有人在监牢里面啊，被人鞭打，被人这种苦待，竟然呢还唱诗歌啊，哎，唱得很好听啊。
Probably it was the first time for them to see someone who had been beaten and put in prison, and yet they sing hymn and they sing beautiful hymns.
他们犯人可能都知道，还有这个禁足者，哎，这些人啊。本来以为这些是普通人，跟这个可能做一些坏事。可是从他们表现出来啊，哎，知道发觉到说，哎，他们不是犯人，哎，他们是神的仆人。
And so this jailer and all the other prisoners can see that these are not ordinary men, these are not criminals. They are God's servants.
那么这些这个禁主呢，其实这个如果有任何犯人跑掉的话，在那时候啊，只要跑掉一个，这个禁足啊，就要以命赔命啊，他要被处死。
And so for the jailer, if one of his prisoners ran away, then he must pay it with his life.
在那时候啊，没有像我们这个电灯啊，那时候地震啊，可能这门开了，想说没有命啊，这个禁足想说啊，不如自杀还比这个被人处死好。
And so the jailer at the time, he thought that the prisoners had run away, so he thought to himself, I better kill myself, it's better than being killed.
那这个禁足他的平安啊，真的是很短暂，跟世人一样。
And so the peace of this jailer is very temporary, just like all other men.
现在的世界的平安就是不要发生任何事情这叫平安。
And so in the world today, the definition of peace is when nothing happens.
如果万一发生什么事情，那人心中就不平安，就像这个禁主，他觉得说他没有指望。
When something happened, then people lost peace, just like this jailer.
可是保罗和希拉的平安是完全的相反。
But Paul and Silas' peace is different.
虽然只有大地震，还是被人鞭打他心中啊，他们心中有喜乐。
And going through earthquake and being beaten, they still have peace in their heart.
所以这禁主。都知道这一切所发生的事情，也知道为什么他们反而被见到在监牢里面，那他们所作所为，让他觉得说，这个是一个很大的神迹，他是一个罪人。
And so the jailer saw what happened to Paul and Silas and how they were thrown into prison and what have happened, the miracles that happened. So he felt ashamed and feels that he is a sinner.
当他要自杀的时候，保罗忽然大声跟他们讲说，不要，都对他说不要杀自，不要自杀啊，我们都在这里啊。
And so before he killed himself, Paul shouted at him and said, Please do not hurt yourself, we are all here.
对一个人来讲是没有指望，可是竟然为什么这些人啊，爱惜他的性命，而且这些人还有这种平安喜乐唱诗。
To the jailer who had lost all his hope, these people care for him, and they're even being joyful in the prison to sing him.
所以唯一的结论，他们是神的仆人，他有罪，所以他来问保罗说，俯伏在地问保罗说，我该怎么做才可以得救？
So he felt that he is a sinner, and so he fell down on his knees and asked Paul, "What must I do to be saved?"
我们来看这个三十一节。
Let us read again verse 31.
他们说啊，当信主耶稣啊，你和你一家都必得救。
Acts 16 verse 31, it says that they replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household."
这个是保罗和希拉为什么他们在患难中有喜乐，因为他们信主耶稣基督。
And the reason why Paul and Silas were joyful, even though they are in prison, is because they believe in the Lord Jesus.
他们把他们秘诀告诉了给这个禁主。
And they told this secret to the jailer.
这个保罗不只是要他们在肉体上得救，也要在他们这个心灵上和属灵上啊也来得救。
And Paul does not only want to save the jailer physically, but also spiritually and also save his soul.
首先呢，耶稣是谁？
So who is Jesus?
为什么要信耶稣？
Why do we need to believe in Jesus?
事实上觉得说耶稣只是一个伟人吧，就像孔夫子是一个很好的有名的老师。
Some people think that he's just a great man, just like Confucius, who was a great teacher.
可是如果我们有仔细来读圣经啊，思考主耶稣所作所为，他不是一个普通的人。
But if you study the Bible and you see the work that Jesus had done, you know that he's no ordinary man.
在圣经里面记载的主耶稣啊，医治人的许多人的病。
In the Bible, recorded Jesus healed so many illnesses.
甚至啊，还使啊，圣经上记载三个人啊，被他从死叫他主耶稣使他们从死里复活。
And Jesus had also risen three people from dead.
主耶稣呢啊，也显现说他可以使平静风和海。
And Jesus also showed that he can calm a storm and the sea.
有一次他们在船里面啊，主耶稣就在那边休息睡觉，那么。这个加利利海忽然起了暴风。
One time they were in a boat on the Lake Galilee, and then suddenly there was a storm.
他很多的门徒都是渔夫啊，他们觉得说这次是没有命了。
A lot of his disciples were originally fishermen, and they thought they will lose their life this time.
他们摇起主耶稣说啊，夫子啊，我们都要死了。
They woke Jesus.
都要将要死了。
They woke Jesus up and say, "Teacher, we're about to die."
那主耶稣起来说了一句话，说风平静了，那风就平静了。
And so Jesus woke up and say a word and say, "Calm down."
这不是碰巧啊。
And the storm quieted down, and this is not accidental.
这个要平静不会那么快啊。
And it's not easy to calm down a raging sea.
所以他门徒就觉得说这个是谁
？And so the disciple asked, "Who is this man?"
只有创造宇宙万物这位真神可以平静世界上，他因为他统治这宇宙自然界的这运转。
Only the creator who have created the universe can control everything in it.
那么，主耶稣在世上也赶了很多被鬼附着的人。
And Jesus also have cast a lot of demons out of a demon-possessed person.
我们有一些人来信主因为他们是被鬼附着的。
Some people came to believe in Christ because they were possessed.
有个姐妹她见证说，以前还没信主之前她被鬼附着，她每次要做东要做一个事情这魔鬼跟她说做西。
And so there was a sister who was demon-possessed before, and she said that every time she wants to do one thing, the devil will tell her to do the other, go the other way.
那如果被鬼附很多鬼在他里面的话，这个人根本想要不可能做他想要做的事情。
If the person have a lot of evil spirit in him, then it's impossible to do out of his will.
有时候在赶鬼后来把鬼赶出去后，我们问那个人说你知道你刚才知不知道你在做什么？
And so after you cast out the demon, they ask the person, "Do you know what you just did?"
有些人知道，有些人说他根本昏迷不醒，不知道在做什么。有些人知道他们知道他们在做什么，可是他们不想做，不想拿刀要杀人了。可是他们就拿起刀来，不要控制自己的身体。
Some people know what they're doing, but they lost control over their own will. But some people were just were like they're unconscious. They didn't know what they were doing.
那 有一次在马可福音第五章一到十五节、啊、那边记载着、有一个人、啊、有差不多有六千个鬼、啊、坐在他里面。
And so in Mark chapter 15, it reported a man who had many evil spirits in him.
那他真的被鬼充满着，他是不是住在家里，他是住在坟墓里面。
And he did not live in a house, he lived in a cemetery.
晚上不睡觉，在那边 呼喊、尖叫，或者用石头啊，伤害自己的身体。
He did not go to sleep. At night, he would scream and cried out, and he used a stone to cut himself.
那以前有人把他锁链锁起来啊，他说这个魔鬼力量很大，他可以把锁链挣开，没办法。
People chained.
人没办法处理他的事情。
People chained his hands and foot, but then because he was possessed, he had great strength, and so he broke those.
而且他也不怎么穿衣服。
And he did not wear any clothes.
也不用提到他有没有去洗澡。
And so not to mention taking a shower.
所以看到那种人呢，我相信我们大家会 很怕。
So if we see such person, I believe that we all very scared of him.
那么可是他看这个被鬼附着的人看到主耶稣了，我们来看一下马可福音十五章。
So this man saw the Lord Jesus. So let's turn to Mark chapter 5.
马可福音、第五章。
Mark chapter 5.
第五章的第六节开始。
Mark chapter 5 start from verse 6.
这说他远远的看见耶稣、啊、就跑过去拜他。第七节。
7.
大声呼叫说，至高神的儿子耶稣，我与你有什么相干呢？我指着神恳求你不要叫我受苦。第八节。
Verse 8.
是因耶稣曾吩咐他说、啊、乌鬼啊，从这人身上出来吧。那我们在第十看到第十节。
Let us jump to verse 10.
就再三的求耶稣不要叫他们离开那地方。我们可以看到说，一个被鬼附着的人呐、啊，竟然这个鬼会拜他，也呼求这个耶稣说不要折磨他们。
And so for this man who was demon possessed, he fell on his knees in front of Jesus, and the evil spirit had begged Jesus not to hurt them.
这个。我们不怕鬼是一回事。
And it's one thing not to be afraid of evil spirit.
可是鬼不怕，怕不怕我们是另外一回事。
But it's another story whether evil spirit is afraid of us.
通常我们都怕鬼啊。
Most of us are afraid of evil spirit.
不怕鬼很少。
It's very rare that one did not.
那鬼怕我们的话，那更少。
But it's even rarer for an evil spirit to be afraid of us.
主耶稣他的话有权柄。
So Jesus' words carry authority.
他叫鬼出来，鬼就要出来。
When he ordered the demon to get out, they will get out.
鬼只有向耶稣求啊。
They can only beg him.
所以这我们主耶稣啊，这位真神是这个神是全能的神，不需要说拜这个神。后来说，哎，如果这个神上面还有另外一个神的话，那怎么办？要问他的上司才能救我们。
And so our Lord Jesus Christ, he is the true God. He has the absolute power.And there's no one above him.
所以在世上有鬼啊，就是有神啊。
And so in this world we have God, we also have the evil spirit.
那主耶稣呢？有赦罪的权柄。
And the Lord Jesus Christ possessed the authority to forgive sins.
我们有很多弟兄姐妹啊，在他们信主以后要受洗，受洗完后有做这种见证。
And a lot of our brothers and sisters, after they were baptized, they give this testimony.
他们说很奇妙哎，受洗完后好像觉得心里好像很干净、很洁白，感觉是这个肩膀上好像那种有一种很大的重担就不见了，被人挪去了。
They said that it's very miraculous. After baptism, they feel so light and so clean, and they feel that the burden on their shoulders were taken away.
我们怎么知道世上有罪呢
？So how do we know that?In this world, there are sins.
通常我们觉得说，只要我没有被政府抓到，关到监牢啊，其实我是没有罪的。
A lot of us think that we are not a sinner if we are not against authority or if the authority did not look for us.
可是这个是用人的标准。
But this is using man's criteria.
神的标准呢、啊，比这个更高。
But God's criteria is higher than this.
我们来看一下什么叫罪。
Let us look at what the definition of sin.
我看这个罗马书第三章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans chapter 3.
二十三节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 23.
罗马书第三章二十三节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 43.
二十三节。
23.
罗马书第三章二十三节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 23.
二十三节。因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠神的荣耀。
Romans chapter 3 verse 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
什么叫罪？
What is sin?
就是啊，神创造人的时候，神对人的这期待要有神的神性，神的这种尊严荣耀。可是人只要做错任何事情，不定做错，就是不做什么事情，也是一种罪啊。
And so when God created man, he had certain hope and expectation that we are, have his likeness, I think his image. So anything that man do to fall short of that glory is sin.
这个罗马书第一章的二十节。
Let's turn to the book of Romans chapter 1, verse 20. Let's see what sin man have committed against God.
二十节。
Verse 20.
罗马书第一章二十节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 20.
啊，自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的。虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物，就可以晓得叫人无可推诿。二十一节。
21.
因为他们虽然知道神，却不当做神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。那在这里二十节提到说啊，神虽然我们看不见神，因为神是个灵啊，那么可是神的这个。全人呢，神的神性呢，其实我们每天都看得到，在从他创造宇宙万物的东西，我们看得到，我们不能去否定神不存在。
And so here said that verse 20 said that even though God is invisible because His spirit, but His eternal power and His divine nature is very apparent to us, and we can clearly see it from all His creation.
有一次有一个人来修我家冷气机。
And so.One time, a person came to fix my air conditioning.
我跟他讲说，哎，邀请他来教会，来认识这位真神。
So I asked him to come to our church to know this God.
他告诉我说，他不相信有神的存在。
So he told me that he did not believe in God.
那我就跟他说，你相不相信这个你修的冷气机啊，是过了好几百亿年，后来偶然发生的，有个冷气机在前面。
So then I asked him, "Do you believe me if I told you that this air conditioning, these machines that you're trying to fix, it just exists out of the blue?"
啊，当然不可能了。
Of course, it's impossible.
那人最伟大的这个最伟大的这个造的东西啊，可能是这个太空船，因为这个太空船呢是多不几千个还几万个博士学位的人啊，世界上最聪明、最有科技的人啊，来造成这个太空船 （space shuttle）。
And so, one of the greatest thing that man made is probably the space shuttle because it was made out of, it was a creation out of many, many professors and knowledgeable scientists.
可是呢，我们的身体、我们的头脑比那个太空船还要来的精致啊，还要来的聪明啊，我们才可以造这个太空船。这么精明、这么精明的东西。是人造的，何况这个人的身体呢？人的头脑呢
？But our human brain is actually a thousand times more intricate and more powerful than the air of the spacecraft. So if the spacecraft is a creation of someone created it, then let alone our body.
那么，所以神是存在着，可是呢，人呢没有感谢神，也没有荣耀神。
So we know that God exists, but man did not glorify Him nor do man thank Him.
这个就好像说啊，我们养一个儿女啊，他们虽然没有做坏事啊，可是他没有感恩，而甚至他去谢谢其他人说，是因为你来养活了我。那我们听完父母亲，我们父母亲会很难过啊。我养你老半天，你竟然这样子忘恩负义。
And it's just like us, if our child did not, even though they did not commit any crime, but yet they did not acknowledge you, and worse, they go to someone else and thank that person.
所以这个罪不是说我做错事情才要罪，有时候 没有做该做的事情也是一种罪。
So sin is not just doing something wrong, but not doing something can be seen as sin as well.
那主耶稣呢？要借着洗礼啊，叫我们罪得赦，与他和好。
And through baptism, the Lord Jesus Christ will wash away our sin, and we can reconcile.
后面我们翻回来这个路加使徒行传17章。
So if we turn back to the book of Acts, chapter 16.
保罗跟他们讲说要信耶稣，后来把耶稣的道理讲给他们听，他们就受了洗啊。
Paul told them to believe in the Lord Jesus and told them to be baptized, and therefore they did so.
为什么要信耶稣？
Why do they need to believe in God?
所谓信，就是我们看不见，可是我们相信他是存在者。
And believe is we not necessarily see it, but we believe that it exists.
我记得看到保罗和希拉的情况，他们虽然从肉体受了苦啊，放在监牢里面，可他们看到那不能看到的神，可以看到他们看到那个神的神性是眷爱他们的，神绝对不会离弃他们，神绝对会拯救他们。
And so Paul and Silas, even though they're physically harmed and in suffering, but yet they were able to see God, and they know that God cares for them and God will save them.
神要借着信来改变我们的心里。
God, through our belief, will change our heart.
有些人说，我要看到神，我才信神。
Some people will say, I must see God before I believe in him.
那种变成一种知识了，就把神当成知识来看待。
So God is like a knowledge to them.
我看到了，我了解了，我这种信，这种是种知识。
I see it, I understand it, therefore I believe in it.
可是神呢，希望我们借着信，信可以改变我们人生的价值观、我们的原则、我们的观念。
But God wants us to believe in Him to change our heart, our will. 因为这个
信，就像刚刚我们看到保罗和希拉的生命里面，虽然情况相当恶劣，可是因为他们的信，使他们不会受环境的影响。
Just like Paul and Silas, because they believe in God deeply, therefore they were not influenced by the environment.
他们相信神是慈爱的，神关心他们。
They believe God is loving and merciful, and God cares for them.
好，那么如果我不知道有些人做父母亲，他们我们都了解，我们有时候管儿女啊，都管得很烦啊，因为啊，这个叫他们去读书，他不读书，第一次拿个棍子出来在他们面前，啊，他们就听话。
And as parents, sometimes we get very impatient and agitated towards our children. If they do not listen to you, you might bring out a stick and then.
那说不定有时候就打他们一顿，可是他们还是不听话。
And maybe sometimes you hit them, and sometimes they're still being obedient.
那是不是我们每次要他做一些事情，都拿棍子威胁啊
？So do you have to threaten them with a stick every time?
我们不会这样做了，我们就说算了啦，你要这样做的话就，你就去这样做好了。
Of course, we wouldn't do it. At the end, we'll say you do as you please.
同样的，神不是说啊，主妹你就做坏事了啊，神出现了，阻止你。那可是我，如果我们心里还是要做坏事，我们还是照做。
And the same token, every time you think of doing something bad, God will not appear in front of you and stop you from doing it.
可是如果我们孩子还是我们自己心里面有这个信，父母亲是爱我的，神是真的，神在看啊，神都以后会跟我们算账啊。那虽然没有人在看，可是不敢做坏事。
But if we believe in the heart that God knows everything that we do, then we will not dare to do something bad.
那么神要借着信啊，要把借着信把他的恩典啊浇灌在我们心里面。
And through this belief, God will give us His blessings.
因为有些东西啊是很难解释的啦。
Because some things is very hard to explain.
就像神迹，我们都听过。在每个国家语言应有这个字神迹，就是没办法去解释的事情，竟然会发生了。
Just like miracle is defined as something that we could not explain, therefore we call it miracles.
主耶稣说他死了后会复活。
Jesus said that after he died, he will resurrect.
那他复活后是个神迹，这个门徒很多门徒看到他。
And so His resurrection is a miracle, and a lot of his disciples saw him.
那今天我们虽然没有看见
，and today even though we did not see with our own eyes,
可是主耶稣说啊，我去了这个天上的时候啊，我到了天上，我会把圣灵降在你们当中。
But Jesus told us that after I return to heaven, I will send the Holy Spirit down to you.
那在使徒行传第二章记载着这些门徒在求圣灵，得到圣灵，就证明了这个主耶稣已经在天上了。
And in Acts chapter 2, it recorded the disciples pray for the Holy Spirit and they received the Holy Spirit. So that proved that the Lord Jesus Christ had already ascended to heaven.
这些人啊,会说一种灵言,舌头会卷动。
And later we're going to pray and you see that they, when they receive Holy Spirit, they will speak in tongue and their tongue will move.
你会可能会觉得说这些人就像保罗和希拉在发狂啊，竟然怎么会这么痛苦当中在唱诗祷告？
You feel that they're probably crazy, just like Paul and Silas, who were singing hymns and praising God in prison.
啊，这些人不是在装给你看，这些人是真的在向神祷告，在他们心中呢得到一种喜乐，一种满足。
And so these people are not faking it; they are really praying to God and have a joy in their heart.
证明主耶稣的确是复活了。
And this proof that Jesus Christ really resurrected.
这个洗礼真可以把罪洗掉。
That baptism really can wash away sin.
如果主耶稣没有复活，那为什么保罗还有其他人像我们？我们是奉耶稣的名赶鬼啊。那个鬼为什么要听到主耶稣的名字就要走开呢？ 如果主耶稣死了没有复活，鬼不需要离开啊。
If Jesus were not resurrected, then when we cast out demon in his name, then the demon will not go away because it will have it will hold no power.
今天有很多人啊，生了疾病，他们向神祷告，奉耶稣的名祷告，得到医治了。那如果主耶稣没有复活的话，为什么他的病可以得到医治呢？
And today there are a lot of people who pray to God, and their illnesses were healed, and this is. If the Lord Jesus Christ did not resurrect, then how can they have the power, their prayer have the power to heal their illnesses?
所以今天我们不要满足于说，哦，我知道耶稣。我们今天要去追求的，在心灵上，在这个属灵上，我们有没有像保罗和希拉那种平安？我们真的有没有认识神？
And so today we should not stop at just knowing Jesus Christ, we should be like Paul and Silas. Do we really know God? Do we really understand Him?
在我们生命里面，真的体验到神的恩典，而且显现耶稣基督的生命出来。
And in our life, we must strive to have Jesus Christ in our life and to show that we have Jesus in us.
这个禁足就看到他们，只看到保罗、希拉的生命，知道说神的确存在的，他需要救主。
This jailer looked at the life of Paul and Silas, and he could see that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior. So let us all believe in the Lord Jesus and to love Him more. To know Jesus more. Let us sing Hymn 43.